the putting green, fifth gear, friendship to fellowship. As you move through each day, perhaps just mowing the lawn, as C.S. Lewis observes, do you not sense deep inside there has to be more to life than just keeping the lawn, your life, looking nice? Last week, we introduced the idea of driving in fifth gear, not winding the transmission out in first, second, or third gear. Now, fourth gear is better, but it is in fifth gear where the calm, relaxed pace really kicks in. Remember, the fifth gear lowers engine RPMs at highway speeds, reducing noise and wear and tear. Don't we all want to live in fifth gear? We all want to lower our RPMs, as well as reduce the noise and wear and tear on our lives, on our body, mind, and spirit. Think about that for a moment. Can you relate? Do you want this enough to make some changes? But how to? Okay, parenthetically, for starters, watch our current 721 Live videos about performing your own spiritual inventory. But we must get to know Jesus. I realize this sounds cliche-ish, but is it so cliche that you have glossed over it? To know Him as your personal, individual Savior, yes, but oh, there is so much more. Is Jesus your friend? Do you have ongoing conversations with Him throughout the day, sharing your good times as well as your frustrations, worries, and irritations? That is friendship that becomes companionship. No, more than companionship, deep fellowship. But I have to know Jesus. If I'm driving a car I'm not familiar with, I will likely not even know I'm using the gears improperly. Worse still, if I am driving with headphones on, the music or the news blaring in my head, distracted and hurried, I likely will not even hear the gears whining and the RPMs maxing out. Does this not describe so many of us in our day-to-day just mowing the lawn life? I'm guessing your answer is sometimes, but be careful. I bet it is more often than you think. I will close with this Dallas Willard observation about our fifth gear life. Then we begin to understand that God's whole purpose is to bring us to the point where He can walk with us quietly, calmly, and constantly, leaving us space to grow to be His often fumbling collaborators, to have some distance from Him and yet to be united with Him because we are being conformed to the image of His Son, bearing the family resemblance.